You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Shock horror, Aston Villa are three games unbeaten.
I know.
And they scored a goal.
It is a shock horror though, isn't it? It's been like, all right, there's some life in them. Yeah, one of those games was against Wickham, obviously. The 1-1 draw, beat Palace 1-0. And then that 1-1 draw at the weekend against Leicester. Look, that they are showing signs of having some fight about them. And, you know, the way... it's funny because the Remy guard seems to want to make them play football in a way that doesn't really secure your Premier League football. Kind of, he wants them to be playing the ball around and passing it, and you need confidence for that style of football. But there must be some confidence starting to flow through the team. The fact that they haven't tasted defeat now for a little while. And they should be able to beat Wickham, shouldn't they? Let's be honest here. Wickham, you know, playoff place in League Two, as you mentioned. But I just think that they don't score bucket loads of goals away from home. Surely Villa, it's just whether they go for this or not and what team they put out. That's the problem here, because you'd be fully justified in thinking, why would he go for this match, the manager? I'm looking at the price. Listen, I'm talking without betting at the minute here. I think Villa should win the game. How can you back Aston Villa at 4-9 against any team?
I don't know.
Barring amateurs.
4-9 is an awful price for Villa. You couldn't trust them, could you?
You can't have a tenner on that, can you?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't feel confident at any point, would you, thinking, yeah, I'm going to go for that. So, you know, so it means you have to look at either the draw, 100-30, or Wickham at 6-1, just because of the prices.
Yeah. The one thing I'm thinking here is Remy Gard can't afford a bad result at home to a League Two side.
But does anyone care?
Well, people would care. If Wickham beat Villa, then it'd be Aston Villa in trouble again, Remy Gard on the verge of losing his job. Mm. The Villa fans wouldn't be happy. I think they'd expect to go to Villa Park on Tuesday evening and see the side get a morale-boosting win. And anything less than that, I think, is a big problem for Villa, even though they've got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah. Yeah, I find it very difficult because, you know... Right, even if you say Villa win, you know, you have to go then chasing some value from somewhere.
Yeah.
Whether that's match result and both teams to score, 11-4, big difference between that and the 4-9, obviously. I said Wickham don't score bucket loads of goals, but they do score on the road. Villa have kept 3 clean sheets all season at home, 1 against Palace, who aren't scoring goals at all. That was earlier in the month. Remember they had a 0-0 draw against Man City when Man City took just about everything at them. I think it was when Remy Gardner had just taken over, and the other one was against Birmingham, I think, earlier in the season in the FA Cup. So don't keep many clean sheets. Will be a bit nervy. If they open up and go for it, as you're suggesting, which I think they probably will, because there'll be a bit more confidence flowing through them, then I think it might leave some gaps for Wickham. So I'm doing what you're doing, really. I'm chasing the value, which is probably not the wisest thing to do. But I can see them conceding, and I can see them building on this run they've had, and going on and winning the game, but maybe only just. Maybe something like a 2-1. So yeah, match result, both teams to score, 11-4 for Aston Villa, but it's through gritted teeth, I must admit.
One player I think we should mention, Healy, Mika Richards, who had a fine game against Wickham in the first meeting between the two sides, played at right back, which he hasn't done for a while, give him a little bit more licence to get forward. He seems one of the players at Aston Villa at the moment that's at least on a forward path in some ways. Could you consider him, maybe, if you're just trying to squeeze a different way out of hanging out a bit?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's, you know, it'd be some. It kind of happens like that, I suppose, doesn't it? I mean, to score in successive games might be asking a bit much in terms of the FA Cup, but then that is what kind of happens. You know, players kind of, you know, score against the same clubs, and then so yeah. I mean, I could, you know, you could maybe have a look at it depending on where he starts the game again. Yeah, I mean, 11-2 is a fairly big price, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd rather have a little bit of a little silly bet on that than
like
4-9 on Villa.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I mean, that 4-9, it looks a shocker of a price, to be fair. So yeah, I see where you're coming with that. I mean, it might be one for in play as well. You know, the next live goal scorer, if you do see him marauding again and getting up and down that touchline, they struggled to cope with him last time, so why wouldn't they again? You'll get a bigger price than that probably on him to score the next live goal. In fact, you will get a bigger price than that on him to score next live goal. So maybe see how the teams line up first.
Yeah, interestingly, he hasn't got in the side in the Premier League, so no. It'd be a good chance for him to get back into into the way of things.
Yeah,
but it's hard. But what would you? Let's go down your best bet.
Aston Villa to win. Both teams to score. 11-4.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.